All right, joined by Matt Hagan, our 2017 New England Nationals Funny Car Champion. Matt's last win came in Phoenix, 2017. Last final round came at the last race in Topeka this season. This was a crazy weekend. There's all kinds of upsets going on first round. That stuff was kind of unfolding around you. Talk to me. Does that enter your mind at all when you pull up there, or is it just clear strategy?
I don't really think about anything, man. You know what I mean? There's not much up there to think about, so just playing. But, no, I mean, you obviously have to race the racetrack, but you race the racer as well. I mean, people say don't think about who's beside you, but I think that's crap. You know, everybody does, you know, and their cadences and tendencies and what they're going to do and different things like that, how they stage and how long they'll have you out on the pedal and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, a lot of times you just got to go do you and not get out of your routine, you know, and that's what I tried to do all day today. But I knew we had a great race car, you know, Dickie Venables. You know, we came in here the first day and was trying to run like it was Topeka, and it wasn't quite like Topeka out there, but the conditions were, you know. But so we didn't go down the racetrack, and you're thinking, oh, man, like, well, what do we do? But, you know, Dickie was like, man, we're better than that. So he reeled it back in and, you know, made two really nice laps on Saturday and built a lot of confidence coming into Sunday. And, you know, it's just this the Mopar Penske, you know, Sandvik car had been on a string all day long, you know, and it just went right down the racetrack. I didn't hardly have to drive it, you know, and just everything went the way it should have today. And my lights were good. I felt like I was killing the tree the way we needed to be. And, you know, everything just kind of played into place, you know, and we kept lane choice all the way up until the final, which I thought was pretty big because we really liked that left lane a lot better than the right. I think the right gave a lot of people some trouble today. So to be able to stay over there most of the day, I think, was big. So, but, you know, Dickie went down the right lane and won in the right lane. So it's pretty cool. Hats off to him and all my guys busting their ass. And, you know, I know my wife's pretty pumped back home. So I'm trying to get a flight out tonight so I can get home and see the kids and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just cool. But just very blessed to be able to win, blessed to be able to put a mouthpiece in and pull a helmet on, you know. And like I said, glory goes to God, and hopefully we can do it again next weekend.
First of four races in a row that's coming this season. We had a three in a row, but now the four in a row stretch. Obviously, this is the way you want to get that started.
It is. You know, I mean, that's man, you used to think the Western swing was tough, you know, and now it's like we got four in a row, you know, and these guys, we're talking like FedEx and parts here and there and everywhere else. And, you know, I was talking to my assistant crew chief the other day, and he was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, just trying to keep up with the parts and the pieces that are, you know, have to come in and go out and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't see that these guys have to do to make four in a row is craziness, you know. And I used to have my own team, so I understand that when you know, on Monday and Tuesday you sit down and that's all you do is order parts, you know. So These race cars eat parts, you know, and it you know, it costs so much to make each run. So, yeah, it puts it in perspective. And anytime you can put four races together and turn four wind lights on Sunday, it's a good day. So hopefully we can do that a couple more times coming up in these next few races.
One last one before I turn it over. You've never won at this track before. It's the first one here at New England Dragway. But you had an interesting part of or moment in your career here. Back when you were running Pro Mod and the other sanctioning body, you had a rough weekend here, and I believe at the time you went back and fired everybody, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I sure did. I said, you all got to get out, you know what I mean? I said, enough's enough. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes you do have to make some personnel changes, and I'm just glad Don had made a personnel change in the wheelhouse with me. So it's been good. He's been, you know, very gracious to me to allow me to drive his race car as long as he has. And every time I sit in the car, like I said, this year, when my brother passed, it put stuff in perspective. So you really do appreciate it and take every day and don't take it for granted. So blessed to be able to do that.
You've had sort of mixed results here, but overall not great on race day. For you to come in and knock it down, especially after a tough start, to knock it down today, you know, how much more confidence does that give you, not just the rest of this year, but when you come back to this track?
We got a race car that I think can win this whole thing this year. You know, I mean, Dickie is racing smart. We have, you know, everybody hopes that they can win, but, you know, it's one of those things when you know you can, you know, and it's a great feeling, the confidence that you have, that when you crawl into the car on Sunday, you know you can turn four wind lights on. And it's just, you know, you got to have a little luck come your way. You know what I mean? Look at that Napa car, man. Those guys, they can't do nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Even first round, they get a bye. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, dude, you know, you're not supposed to win that round, you know? But you know, hats off to those guys to win four in a row like that. I mean, not knocking them. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you got to be a little lucky with some stuff too. And, you know, it's just one of those deals where you got to take every round and just make it count, you know? And because there's a lot of times that it comes down to one or two rounds there at the end of the year, you know, and you have to push in those situations. You know, I mean, I know I've seen a couple championships won by one or two points, you know, so every round counts, but obviously the last six races really count.
And it seemed like for most of the day today, you and Courtney kind of were dusting. You guys were consistently getting on the track. For you, when you go into that last round, having to switch lanes like you did after being over there most of the day, do you worry about
correcting? Well, no, I just worried about going down the lane. You know, I asked my crew chief, I'm like, you guys comfortable over here? You know, and they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. You know, so, you know, after hearing that reassurance from them, it's, you know, I felt pretty good about it. So I just knew I needed to do my job on the start line and, you know, and let the rest of it take care of itself. But sometimes, you know, you're afraid that, yeah, they just went like 89 over there, I think it was, or something, 80 something. And we were running 90s and you're like, oh man, we got to switch into what I would consider a little bit less of a lane, you know, and now we got to push too. So it kind of does raise some hairs up on the back of your neck, you know, hoping that you you don't step on your foot when you go up there, you know. So all in all, you know, great day, great finish, great way to kick off those four races, and you know, it's nice to win again since Phoenix, I guess. So just one of those things. I think the guys, and we had a brand new kid on the, we have interns with Western Tech. And you know, it's his first time ever going rounds, ever cleaning parts, ever doing anything, you know. And so he's like, I'm like, what do you think? He's like, this is awesome, you know. So it's just cool to have new people come in. And you know what is really cool is to see the fans. The stands are packed here, you know, and I think our sport is really growing. We're having new sponsors come in. I know I've been talking to some new folks and different things like that. And, you know, it's cool to see our sport grow when I think a lot of other big sports are kind of fading away, you know, and struggling, you know. So I just can't say enough about everybody and what they're doing in NHRA to promote our sport, because you can see it out there. There's not a place to sit, you know, so it's pretty cool. And, you know, everybody talks these football games, you know, 100,000 people. Well, we have 100,000 people roll through every 3 days, you know what I mean? So same numbers are the same as eyes on sponsorships, you know what I mean? So it all adds up in the end of the day and works out. So I think, like I said, we're in a great sport and a great situation to grow.
And being a local guy, I hear a lot of the drivers talk about the fans up here. Has your experience been kind of, how's your experience with the fans?
I was surprised. I signed a few t-shirts up here. Usually when everybody's like, I'm like, you want an autograph? And they're like, no. So it's been good, you know. And it's one of those things where, you know, these fans up here, they're into drag racing. You know, the first year we came up here, I almost had to park on the interstate because I couldn't get in, you know. And I was like, man, they got to do something, open up some more gates or do something. But they really love it up here, and it's you can tell that they appreciate it when we roll into town. So, and I think most places that we go to now, they do, you know. I mean, it's such a great interactive experience, you know. I mean, you can't get this anywhere else. And you can watch it on TV, and that's great, but until you come and check it out and feel your organs shake and vibrate and there you go, oh my God, what was that, you know what I mean? So you just have to be here for the first time, and then you appreciate it more on TV. But I have yet to this day, in I guess 10 or 11 years being out here, had somebody come out to an event and say, man, I just didn't have a good time, you know. So it's been good, but you know, I think beer helps that too.